You know, there are multiple in the looks that they're going to give us. They do a lot of different things. You know, we're going to have to be prepared for, you know, the different looks that we could get from them. You know, I think that's going to be one of our biggest challenges this week, is just making sure that, you know, we're very well prepared so nothing they do on Sunday throws us off.
I know you're not about the statistics, but you're coming off a 104 passer rating game against one of the best defenses in football. Do you feel like you're really making some strides here?
Yeah, I think our offense as a whole has really made a lot of strides in the past couple weeks. You know, obviously we didn't have our greatest game in London, but you know, I think last week was, you know, evident of what we're capable of. You know, when we don't shoot ourselves in the foot, we don't make mistakes. I mean, we still made mistakes, but, you know, for the most part, you know, I think that was our most complete game as an offense. And we put up a lot of yards and a fair amount of points against a really good defense.
Is one of those signs of progress overcoming some of the mistakes that you did make? Maybe that's something earlier in the season that you weren't doing that you did.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there were several times in that game where, you know, we had penalties on first down. You know, we're early in the season. That was pretty much the end of a drive for us. Whereas, you know, last Sunday we were able to overcome some of those and keep drives going. You know, we sustained long drives several times, you know, against that defense, you know, which is not easy to do. You know, so I'm definitely happy with the progress that we've made.
Chad, did you feel like that was your best game of the season?
I don't know. I mean, you know, looking at the tape yesterday or Monday, you know, there's still things that I could have done better, but, you know, like I said earlier, I think as an offense, that was definitely one of our most complete games together as a unit.
Sam, there's a quarterback on this roster who actually has better stats than you, Johnny Hecker. Could you characterize his passing ability? What do you think of his arm?
You know, he did a great job on Sunday. You know, I'm not sure that the first one was called. I think that was on his own, and, you know, that's pretty gutsy. And then, you know, he did a great job on the second fake just to keep that drive going for us and allow us to go down there and take the lead.
Are you at all concerned about your position?
No.
Sam, does Givens and Jenkins need to earn back the respect of the locker room after what happened on Sunday?
Yeah, I don't know if they need to earn back respect, but, you know, I've talked to Chris a little bit, and I think the big thing is, you know, showing everyone that they're going to be accountable. You know, obviously those are two of our key guys, you know, and when they're not in the lineup, you know, we're not as good as we could be. You know, it's important for those guys to be on the field. They've helped us all year. You know, and there's no doubt in my mind that, you know, that stuff's going to be a non-issue from here out. You know, they're going to get back on the field and they're going to continue to help us.
Sam, Chris said some of the teammates made something.
You know, obviously I was disappointed. You know, I don't know if upset's the right word. You know, Chris is, you know, a very talented player for us. He's helped us a lot this year. You know, he was a big part of our game plan going into last week. You know, and to find out that, you know, he wasn't going to be with us, you know, and not finding out till Saturday, obviously, yeah, it was a little bit frustrating and disappointing, but I don't think I was upset. You know, hopefully, like I said, you know, it'll be a non-issue from here on out. You know, hopefully those guys won't make, you know, the same mistakes again, and they'll be on the field the rest of the year.
You mentioned talking.
Okay, a couple more, guys.
Yeah, it was actually just a couple minutes ago. We just had a little talk.
What problem, you know, obviously Reeves isn't there, but what do you see?
Yeah, like I said earlier, there are multiple, you know, throw a lot of looks at you. Cromartie's still a really good corner. You know, he locks people down. Their safeties are experienced. Landry's all over the place. You know, they're a solid defense. You know, anytime, you know, I think you think of the New York Jets, you think of their defense. You know, maybe they're not as good as they have been in the past, but they're still really good. You know, we're going to have to be on top of our game this week.
I apologize.
Say it again.
What did it mean to have Saffold back?
You know, it means a lot. You know, obviously, you know, the guys who have come in and played, you know, Wayne, Joe, they've done a great job. You know, but getting Saffold back on the field, you know, he's a great player. You know, really, I think it just, you know, encouraged everyone when he got back on the field, you know, and to have him start last week meant a lot to everyone in the huddle.
Sam Amendola had a lot of success for you guys. Opposing defenses kind of find a way to target and try and take him out of the game. How do you guys evolve as an offense so that that won't be as much of a problem?
Yeah, I think the other guys on the outside have stepped up and made plays, you know, and people are aware of, the people we have at other positions now, they know that if they double Danny, they're going to leave a lot of one-on-one matchups in other places. And I think our other guys have stepped up and won those matchups and made it harder for people to just double Danny and not worry about anyone else.